B-Pod Studios.
On the phone with us right now, and it is a pleasure to have this guy on. The Golden Boy, number 5 from the Green Bay Packers, Paul Hornung. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I think Green Bay should retroactively renegotiate his 61 and 62 contracts.
Yeah, it would be embarrassing. The money that we were paid back then could barely get us... Barely get us 2 or 3 days to the racetrack.
You know, and I'll start the conversation this way. And you were a true superstar back in those days, 61, 62 NFL championships. What was your salary?
Well, let's see. I was the highest paid rookie. I was the number one pick of the draft.
Yep.
I got $15,000, but I got a $3,500 signing bonus.
Oh, really?
Number one pick today gets $68 million.
Yeah, that's how
and you're probably considered the spoiled
everything
kid.
Everything is irrelative.
And did the guys on the team consider you the spoiled kid?
Absolutely. By the time it was 1960-61, we were in a championship game. I think our championship check was around $7,500 in 61 when we played the Giants.
Oh, man.
And... I guess I was making probably $20,000 to $25,000 a year.
That's incredible. And you know what? One of the reasons, and I've been such a big fan of yours because I love the old school football, but the NFL Network was showing, as they do leading up to Super Bowl week, all the old NFL championship games, and they were showing the 1962 game between you guys and the Giants, and they talked about 61. And then I was listening to Mike Tirico on ESPN talk to you. Mm-hmm. An unbelievable story for the 1961 season that you got to repeat this story. You were in the military,
yes,
and Vince Lombardi.
There were a lot of the NFL players in the military at that time.
We
had been recalled. If I could remember back, they called it the Berlin Crisis. There actually wasn't a crisis, but I was called back in. I was in Fort Raleigh, Kansas. Boyd Deller and Ray Nischke, they were at the camp out in Washington. I think there was about 5 of us in the service at the time, recall.
So,
in the service, A to H go in the first 2 weeks of Christmas vacation, and I to Z go in the second. They divide the company up. Well, if I was going to go in the first 2 weeks, I would have had to come back to Fort Raleigh, Kansas, and I wouldn't have been able to play. So I called Coach Lombardi up, and I told him, I said, look, I've got a problem here with my captain, I guess, and he won't change my Christmas vacation time. So I'm stuck. I have to go early, and I have to come back here during the time that the game's on. So he said, well, you stay right there and stay ready to go because I've got to – let me make a phone call. He didn't tell me who he was calling. And then he called me back, and he told me. He said, I called President Kennedy.
Oh,
boy. So I'm saying, well, if he can't get me out, I guess I'm in the service for the rest of my life. No, but anyway, he called President Kennedy. President Kennedy had met with Coach Lombardi and had been friends. And he gave him his private number. He said, anything you could ever want me to do for you, you call me here. Well, Coach Lombardi said, well, this is the time. So so he called him, and President Kennedy calls Fort Raleigh, Kansas himself. He took care of it himself.
Unbelievable.
And he calls in. The captain answers the telephone, the captain who's running the, my company. And he said, this is President Kennedy in Washington, D.C. And, the captain said, yeah, and I'm Mickey Mouse. Hell, he's not going to be getting a call from President Kennedy. And then he kept on talking, and all of a sudden, he said, he sounds like President Kennedy. So after about a minute and a half, he understood that it could be. So anyway, he got me off, and I was able to go to Green Bay and practice for a week before the game. and play in the game.
Now, how did your captain handle it? I mean, did you catch hell, or did he just at
no,
that
no,
point?
He said, you go ahead, you know, you've been approved. And then when I came back, he talked about the story about, you know, Kennedy Cullen.
And by going and by letting him go and you playing in the NFL championship game, correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, you had a pretty good game.
Yes, I did. I had one of the best games, I guess, I've ever had. And I won the most valuable player in the championship game. And
yeah,
got the Corvette, you know, that they just had started giving a Corvette to the most valuable player in the game.
Yeah, that got you into a little trouble, though, didn't it?
Well, you know, I wanted to win 79-0. You know,
right?
The Bears and the Redskins had posted that one great game they keep talking about.
That's right.
And I wanted to really beat the Giants. You know, they were a great football team, had a great defense, and had about 8 or 9 Hall of Famers on that football team, and it was 30. It was 31-38-0 at the time, and Lombardi called off the dogs. He took everybody out. And I went up to him. I said, Coach, put us all back in. You know, let's score 70 points in this game. This will never be repeated. And he said, go over there and sit down. And, of course, he was great friends with the Maras and the New York Giants.
Sure.
And he had come from the New York Giants. So he did the right thing. He took us all out and just – We didn't even play the fourth quarter, I don't think.
Is it odd for you, having known the man so well, that he's pretty much become a football god? He is so revered.
He really is. I really believe he'd have been the commissioner if he would have lived on. You know, after he would have taken the Redskins to a championship, I guarantee that. And I was there the last game. He called Max McGee and he wanted us there. And of course, he didn't know it was going to be his last game,
right,
with the Redskins. And we spent that weekend in Washington, and they almost got to the playoffs. I think they finished 7-5.
Yeah, they had a first winning record in like years,
right,
and years.
And if something or other would have happened in the other games, they would have been in the playoffs. So they barely missed. And but I really believe that there would have been a different tone in the NFL if he would have been commissioner. Because Lombardi understood one thing, and he told us, he said, look, there's only one way to discipline you guys. There's only one way to discipline a professional athlete in all sports, and that's in your pocketbook. That's the only thing that you understand.
Yeah.
You know, you don't understand a chewing out. You don't understand a reprimand, nothing. You know, the only thing you understand is if you put – you know, when they were fining us like 15% or 20%, he was, of our salary. Well, the hell, 15% or 20% of your salary, you know,
ouch.
It's an awakening call, you know?
Yeah.
And these kids today, if they'd be fined $500,000 for carrying a gun and get going in some of these joints and getting in fights and everything and witnessing murders and stuff like that, you get fined $500,000, $750,000, and say, now if you do it again, we're going to fine you $2 million. Well, I think you'd have these guys thinking a little bit.
You'd get there, but and I ask this of all the old school legends that come on and talk to us. Lombardi, how would he handle players today? Could he legitimately work with the way players are today, their egos? He could handle a team.
Absolutely. He was special.
I know you were injured in the 66 season. You were on the sidelines for Super Bowl I. Didn't play because of that injury. But you were there for the buildup of the first Super Bowl. People don't understand, I think, of this generation. What was the attitude of Lombardi, the players, of having to play? You've won the NFL championship, and you're told now that you're going to play a team from the AFL, and this is going to be the world championship game. What was the attitude of the players?
Know, it was the AFL-NFL championship.
Right.
It was known as the Super Bowl. I felt he felt more pressure than we did. I thought we were going to win the football game. I didn't think there was too many teams that could beat us, you know, in that day. And I didn't play. I had a bad neck. Thank God I didn't play because I had a subluxation of cervical spine.
Right.
And if I would have been hit a certain way, it would have been curtains. And So I decided to retire after that game. Lombardi felt that more pressure than anybody because this was the first time the NFL, AFL, and boy, he didn't want to lose.
Right.
And he was trying to make that impression, you know, very important on the players, and he really did.
But did you guys look at it at that time as an inconvenience? Hey, we were NFL champions. Why do we have to go and do this?
Well, you know, it was kind of like, well, a relief because we had played Dallas the week before, and, boy, we had to be up there, and we knew it was going to be a tough game, that type of thing.
Right.
And after we got by Dallas, it was like, you know, we were cocky, and he didn't want that. He didn't want that kind of an attitude going into the game because he knew Kansas City had a hell of a football team. And they had some great players, you know, and they were big and they were quick, you know. And Hank Stram had done a wonderful job with Kansas City. And, of course, it was a unique thing. I always kid Bart Starr. You know who should have been the most valuable. That was my roommate, McGee. But he really should have been. You know, he had 7 catches.
Yeah.
He had 5 catches all year long. He didn't play at all, hardly. He might have played a quarter.
How much of that myth is true, though, that he was severely hungover and did
that?
Well,
he wasn't hungover. He went out, fell in love, and stayed out. You know, he got back in about 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, first of all, it's nothing he didn't ever do before, so he was, his body could control that part of it, but he did stay out. In fact, he called me. He said, come on, she's got a girlfriend. I said, Max, I'm getting married Monday, you dummy. I said, I can't do that. I got married in Los Angeles on the following Wednesday. I'll tell you, an unusual thing I've never talked about is, I went to dinner at Chasen's in L.A., and I had paid for Max's wedding earlier. He had gotten married earlier in the year. When we got out there, he said, I want to get this. So we had about 12 or 13 people. Went to Chasen's in L.A. to eat, and we had some bottles of wine, and my mother was there and my family and the 12 of us, and we were getting married the following Wednesday right after the Super Bowl. This was like Monday night.
Uh-huh.
And the bill comes from Chasen's, and it's, you know, 12 people. The bill's about, oh, I'm going to guess it's close to $2,000. And McGee looks at this check, he swallows, and he says, I have to write you a check. And at Chasen's, the guy says, we don't accept checks. And he says, well, if you don't accept checks, we're not going to pay.
Oh, God.
And he said, well, okay, you know, he's the star of the Super Bowl and everything, so they'll accept his check. So he wrote a check out for $2,000 and handed it to him. We got outside, and he says, the check is no good. I got no money in the bank. I says, what? He said, no. He said, they'll take care of it back in Green Bay, and I'll make good on it when I get back.
Do you have a prediction?
I think New England win the ball game. I think it'll be closer than people expect.
All right, you got it. The legend, Paul Hornung, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan.
radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Locked up abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition. Thank you for joining us. I am so out of whack. Right now, I'm so out of whack.
I thought I fixed it for you.
Oh, that just adds to it. There, the chief engineer, because this is what he does. He changes light bulbs, and so out in the hallway, there are those fluorescent, long fluorescent bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, underneath, covered by that plastic, that corrugated plastic.
Yeah, the plastic grill, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I've never been bothered before, and I'm sitting here in the studio with Haney, and I'm like, Haney, will you turn off the
hallway
light?
Like you got a searchlight on.
And
you.
He's like, what are you talking about? I said, is that light always? Yeah, it's always. Shut it off. It's
well,
like,
you don't have to ask me twice. I'm the originator of Lights Out for Safety.
That's right. And so then it dawned on me, he was changing the fluorescent bulbs, and the one he changed was right by the door to the studio.
And for some reason, it's burning brighter than all the rest.
Brighter than all of them. So it was like a spotlight coming into the studio. Now, that's just adding to it. You know how, and we've talked about this before, you know how you have your neighborhood Publix? That's your Publix.
Yeah, your number one, where that's the Publix where you can walk in. And you could be asleep and get your shopping done because you know where everything is better than the employees.
And then you have your backup Publix. Well,
which is a little exotic because they've got stuff in different places.
Correct. Then you have, and you know this better than anybody, Haney, you have your territory.
Mm-hmm.
Like mine is the desirable Daniels Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
I know where everything is. I know where I have to go get my Starbucks.
That's your home turf.
Yep, I know where it's my turf. It's my area.
Again, you don't have to think much.
Don't have to think. You know it. It's your town. It's where. Today, I had to go out of my comfort zone to another part of town. I had a meet with Captain Lazaro. And he is at his bank branch, which is way over in another part of town. It's heading towards Fort Myers Beach in the McGregor area over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out of my comfort zone. Sure, it's Fort Myers, but it's not my turf. And so I had to meet with him this morning, and then I had to go and get into work. So what do I do when I'm at my turf? Well, I know my gas station. I know my Publix. I know my Starbucks.
And you can be daydreaming, you know, la-di-da-di-da, la-da-di-da-di. But you go to another part and you have to think
I'm
all of a sudden.
I'm like in a foreign land.
Yep.
And I'm saying to myself, I got to find a quick place to grab a Starbucks cup. Didn't hit one on the way. Looking for like a racetrack or something where I know I'm safe. Couldn't find one. I get into work and I am so discombobulated. I feel like I've missed out on something because I wasn't able to get what I wanted to get in my turf. And I was like in it coming from another land. I may as well have been in the Bahamas this morning.
Oh, yeah. In. Well, it's a combination of your turf and the place in which we live. Because I have my turf.
You do.
Which is very localized.
Yeah.
And when I have to go out of my turf, I don't think about it at the time, but I could be going to areas of town, whether it be Fort Myers or Naples, that I literally have not been to in years,
yeah.
And they built new stuff. And there was one time it happened to me right in the park when they had done all the stuff with, the flyovers and the extensions and all this.
Yeah. Totally baffled you.
I was on Alico Road and ended up backwards because I hadn't done it before. And I'm like, wait, where am I?
Yeah.
I know. I thought I was on Alico.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a legitimate question because I will have trouble answering this one. You talk about our turf. All right, Fort Myers is where we live. We have go down to Naples sometimes. We've done stuff up in Cape Coral. It's still far. When was the last time... And I'm not talking in the outskirts. When was the last time you were in Lehigh Acres? I mean, Lehigh Acres proper, where it's their main drag with the restaurants and all that stuff. When was the last time? It's been a couple
of
years.
You're talking about
three or 4 years.
That specific part of Lehigh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about, because it's a sprawl in Lehigh because they got so much fill dirt out there in Lehigh where the bodies are that they got to build houses and roads to nowhere. But there
is
the main drag of Lehigh.
The main drag, no. I've been on the outskirts on my way to Felda.
Yep, or on the way to Casina.
Yeah, that area.
but not,
the main drag, yeah. I don't think I've been there since we were forced to go to that Walmart.
Yep, and I don't even know what road it is, but they even have little town square. There's a little statue in the center. It's all, it's their little neighborhood.
And where we were told we shouldn't be after dark.
It's a fact. You know what? We were told by good people. Let me tell you, there's a lot of good people that live in Lehigh Acres. But it's again, not our turf. And Haney and I were out there one night, and they said, you're okay. Just be out of here before dark.
Well, the first thing they said is, what are you doing here?
Yeah, they didn't know why we were here there in the first place.
And they were concerned for our safety.
And they were,
Do you know
good.
Where you are?
Yeah, you're okay now. Just get out of here before dark.
Oh, well, you're leaving before dark. You'll probably be okay.
Yeah. So that's me today. And so the light on the... I'm just a little discombobulated.
You know, and again, it's not just us. It's this area. Because they got this thing being built across the street. I'm still not sure what that is.
Here's what I
know.
I
saw a Verizon sign.
And a Starbucks is going over there.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so I'm going to be in my glory. So, yeah, they're building a whole plaza across
that
the street.
That whole plaza is for a Verizon and a Starbucks.
I think so.
That's what that's all about.
Yeah. But they've cleared a lot of land. That's a whole other road going down that way.
Well, that'll be convenient, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, if
we go in that direction, that takes you to the beach, right?
I think that land was saved.
For a Starbucks?
I think that they were thinking at one point of... either Alico or Estero Parkway, and this is long time ago, they wanted to keep that land in case they wanted to build another bridge to the beach.
Oh.
And it was, I think it was either Alico or Estero Parkway that they were supposed to whoop right on
through. Estero Parkway.
And I think they've given up on that because they realized the island's got enough people on it now.
So now they'll just build a Verizon and a Starbucks.
Yeah.
I like that. Except
that's what that whole thing is for. Verizon and a Starbucks.
Yeah, that's the big news was
Starbucks. The new Walgreens.
Yeah.
It used to be a Walgreens,
yeah.
And then you'd see construction start across the street where there'd be a CVS. That's every corner.
Well, you remember where there when there wasn't a Walmart here?
Oh, those were the days, huh? Boy, I could tell you stories.
Yeah, when there wasn't a Walmart here.
Yep.
And we said, watch out, there's going to be a Walmart here, and there's going to be a lot of traffic.
Yep.
Huh? We were right again. Right again.
We always are, pal.
We'll be back.
Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96K.
Go ahead, ask him.
Did Junior, did Haney predict your future?
He did.
He's got psychic ability.
Ask him how his Aunt Nancy is.
How's Aunt Nancy?
Oh, she's doing fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Going to be moving to Minnesota?
Nope, Missouri.
Missouri.
They both start with M, so we'll see.
And he's not moving there.
No.
Somebody else.
Right.
What's going to happen is they're going to get their girlfriend pregnant.
Yeah.
And
they're going to move to Missouri.
She's going to demand that they move to Missouri because her Aunt Nancy from Minnesota has moved to Missouri. And she says it's a great place to raise kids.
And when Haney said that to Junior, it startled him.
But I also have an Aunt Nancy from Minnesota.
Grab bag.
See, that psychic ability is always there. It's always under the surface.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Boy, Jonathan Edwards would totally own him.
Oh, yeah, man. Where's he been?
He got you.
Yep, he got me good.
And you know how he got you?
How?
Buckle.
Yep. Floored me.
He's just spitballing, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think he's been found out. I haven't seen this John Edward around lately.
But he used us.
Sure did. Well, we were, those of you that know John Edward, the medium, the psychic medium, you can't get this. I showed it to my girlfriend probably a few months ago, maybe a year ago. He had all of these.
You've been showing her a lot of things, haven't you?
You're darn right I have. So I told her, because her mom, I guess, was a big John Edward fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you know that we were a part of his first documentary that he did?
Yeah, first ever. Before he blew up.
Yep. And you can go online and get all of these John Edward documentaries where he's having the sessions and the amazing stories and stuff. The only documentary you can't get is the very first one he did, which featured us.
Yep. And I wonder how well you remember that, because he read you and had you convinced.
Yeah, he did. I just watched it.
And because I'm psychic, do you remember what he said about me?
Can't read you.
Nah, I don't want to mess with this guy.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard. Beasley's let me know this.
What?
You know, back in the day here at K-Rock, we used to have a network. We were part of the, this is 18 years ago, we were part of the ABC network, where if we had to run a deal.
Oh, yeah.
It was ABC. Well, I've been told we got a new one.
BuzzFeed. We don't check the facts, we just report them. This hour's headlines. Trump and Putin discovered to be half-brothers. This just in, life found on Mars. And Jesus Christ spotted in Tupelo, Mississippi. BuzzFeed. We don't check the facts, we just report them.
Stan.
Glad to have him aboard.
Stan, if true, that is a major, major story.
Yeah, if true.
So, let's get our team coverage together, head to Tupelo, and if it is true that Jesus is in Tupelo, we need to get local reaction, national, international.
Let's get the local and right now, let's get it. We don't. If it's true, we need to have this stuff so we can go with it before we find out it's not true.
If true, That's great news.
Yep. Yeah.
And if true, Stan, that would mean we have to quit our jobs and follow him.
Yep.
If true.
$80 a box. Haney loves his Kleenex. Always have. We got enough for the next 15 years. But there is a company, this is no joke, that is selling used tissues for $80 a box.
Do I dare ask why?
They claim that...
Is there a logical path that leads here?
Yes. They claim that using infected tissues will help you prepare for flu season by exposing you to the germs. I am not kidding. Give it a listen.
You tear your muscles to become stronger. You learn to fall to become a dancer. You callus your fingers to become a musician. Why is your immune system any different?
Why?
Introducing a tissue powered by the human body for the human body. This flu season, keep your immune system feeling like your immune system. Vave.
True.
That's not a joke.
No, not a joke. So they're called Vave. V-A-E-V. Look that
Boy,
one up.
Boy, you know, if only they had had that kind of technology during the plague.
Yup.
They didn't have high-tech stuff like... No. Well, wait a second.
They used rags that they sneezed and coughed in.
And then sharing those rags would spread the plague.
Nearly wiped out a society.
So they did have that technology, and it didn't work.
Right. These are experts.
All right. Well, what do we know?
Yeah.
Simple country doctor.
People, you know, Orson Welles started it with War of the Worlds when he was on the radio in the 30s and said that we were being invaded by Martians.
And the whole time kept repeating that this is not real. This is a radio drama. Hi, I'm Orson Welles, and I'm your host for this radio drama.
Are you familiar with the Nest Cam? It's the camera that you have at your house. And someone hacked into a family's Nest security camera on Sunday outside San Francisco, played an emergency alert about North Korea launching the nukes. They bought it, hook, line, and sinker.
It came on like the emergency sounds of an Amber Alert, say, and then a man's voice announced that North Korea had launched 3 intercontinental ballistic missiles toward the United States and that the United States had launched a counterattack. Recommended everyone take shelter and said that the missiles were headed toward Los Angeles, Chicago, and somewhere in Ohio. I was like, all right, we need to get in the car. We need to grab the dog.
Yeah, that's the last thing you do. Yeah.
Which direction do we drive?
Panic. Just raw panic. Nest found out that it was hacked and got to the source.
Has anyone spoken to that woman and said the last thing you do is to get in the car?
Yeah. And don't forget the dog. Rusty! Rusty! Jeez. Get him in the car. Go lie down!
You cannot outrun a missile.
Nope. It's a fact.
You cannot outrun a missile that I could make thanks to the good folks at Estes.
Yeah.
Get me some lemon-scented testers. I'll build it in 5 minutes, and you can't outrun it.
Unlike how the Roadrunner used to outrun one of those Acme firework rockets that Wile E. Coyote fired at him.
Oh, he did outrun it. The problem is he had to come to an abrupt stop when he realized that he had run past the cliff and was just running on air.
Yeah. And then Wile E. Coyote chased after him and couldn't make it over to the other side of the cliff and fell down. He'd usually hold up a sign.
Yep. Oops.
This is good, too. So,
speaking of which, did you see they've started putting that on signs, I think, in California?
Yeah.
Putting beware of coyotes, and they have the legitimate announcements at the top at the state park, and then at the bottom it goes, please call immediately if you see one with any Acme products. It goes down the list. If you happen to see a coyote in a hot air balloon dropping anvils, please call.
This is in Texas. A guy was working at a working out, lifting weights, getting in shape at a 24-hour fitness last Friday. It was, you know, they're doing his thing. I don't have to worry. I can come anytime I want and work out. Well, place closed. Left him inside. Even the worker that was working there saw him there. Closed it up.
Didn't want to bother him.
24-hour fitness.
Jonathan Santos says he was in the locker room Friday night just a few minutes before it closed. He says an employee doing a final walkthrough acknowledged his presence. But when he walked out of the locker room, he discovered the place was closed. The doors were locked. He said he had to call another location that was really open 24 hours to get some help.
I called in there. It was 24 hours, explained some situation. But when the gentleman came back in to let me out, you know, there was no apologies. It was like, hey, man, I told you we're closing.
Hey, man.
Told you. Get out. What does that sign say that he put up there? Coyote, warning coyote, coyote.
Yeah.
Activity.
The Acme stuff is at the bottom in fine print.
Is it? Seriously?
Yes. Yeah.
What's it say, Junior?
Call animal control if you see dangerous coyote activity, such as coyote carrying box marked Acme, coyote detonating explosives / TNT, coyote holding signs such as detour or free birdseed, coyote in possession of a catapult, coyote dropping anvil from hot air balloon.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the city of Redwood, yeah, California, and their parks department. Excellent job by them.
It says parks make life better.
I remember that one. He held up the sign to just get the Roadrunner to stop. Free seed.
Yep. And they put that sign up there knowing damn well there's a lot of the population that don't know what they mean by that. They don't know it's a joke because they've never seen the cartoons.
Okay, let's see what else.
Have you ever seen the Roadrunner, Junior?
Oh, yeah.
Roadrunner. The coyote's after you.
How did you see that? Because that's old stuff.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Edited.
They still show it?
Edited.
Oh. You know, if you edit it, you take the beauty right out of
it. Let me show you how they edit. And they do this. And it gets more. Because even Haney, when we were in our late kid years, they had just started to mildly edit for television. Because they all those Roadrunner and Bugs Bunny, they used to be shown in the movie theaters before film. Remember how, like, the coyote would get blown up because the TNT went off before he could leave? And then there would be the big explosion, and then he'd be standing there all black, and then maybe his arm fall off or his nose drop.
Yeah, or maybe he'll pull out a gun and it'd go bang after the explosion.
And you'd just see his eyes move, and he'd be just, like, fried.
Yeah.
What they would do now.
He was basically being vivisected.
They won't show that part. They'll just show where it goes kaboom and then edit that out because that's...
What?
Yeah, they chop them all up. They chop them up to all hell.
So whatever he saw is not what we saw.
Not what we saw.
That was like back in the 90s.
Yeah, they were editing heavy then. Then they tried to pass off some of that computer-generated Wile E. Coyote stuff for the real hand-painted stuff, and you could tell. Okay, where am I now?
Fake cartoons, folks.
Yep. A guy in Florida. This is true. She's a good girl. She followed his instructions. A guy in Florida had his wife embezzle millions of dollars from the company where she worked so they could prepare for the fall of the U.S. government. He bought gold, silver, a farm in Georgia, and he ordered his wife, "You embezzle. And we'll prepare for, you know, the end of the government."
The funds were used to buy significant sums of gold and silver by her husband due to the fact that her husband is preparing for the fall of the U.S. government. Camp told them the money went to purchase a 460-acre farm in Metter, Georgia. The couple built a cabin on the farm and other buildings, purchasing farm equipment like tractors. Gretchen says Richard used money to buy, quote, a significant number of firearms and ammunition. The warrant says Richard purchased 9 vehicles since the first theft and that he's been unemployed for some time.
You don't say. This is great. Let me explain something. You've heard the stories. You've heard the stories of the carjacker who will carjack a car and then realize it's a standard shift and can't carjack the car.
Yep.
This takes it a step further. Carjacker steals a car. Couldn't figure out you have to take it out of park and put it into drive. Take a listen.
Carjacking suspect was apparently unfamiliar with how cars work. Investigators say the victim was dropping some food off for his grandmother last week when all of a sudden he was approached by an armed suspect. Well, the suspect went running to the vehicle, demanding the victim's friend leave, and that's when he tried to drive away, but police say he kept revving the engine because the car was in park. Suspect eventually gave up and ran away. Police are still looking for him tonight.
Stan, I think we may have some coverage of what happened there and the events that led up to it.
Oh, yay. Yeah, this is it.
Very painful.
Yeah, right there,
very painful.
Yep.
But we're able to capture that for you. All the action.
I want to ask you this, because that was very similar. Except, do you still have on that thing, the box, the you had it on the other one, the demo?
Oh, where it's just
demo.
Hold on. Let me look.
Because that was great.
Let me
Everything
see.
From airplanes
Let
to
me
people
see.
Screaming.
It'll
and...
take me a second.
Okay.
That's it.
Have your headphones on, kids. This is classic. Pardon.
Get him now before the police come.
T minus 5, 4.
Hey, come here.
3, 2, 1. Ignition. Liftoff.
Immediate loading.
La zona blanca es...
Ay, ay, ay. There you go.
This afternoon.
I'll get it.
Is the United States calling? Keep hanging up.
Yeah, right here.
Where to, Mac?
To the city.
Driving people on the street nuts.
Police department, the order for Maui. Police department, the order for Maui, please.
Yeah, we've got time. I'll get something, please. It's 30
o'clock. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. Can't outrun a firecracker.
Looks good. That's kale.
Sausage in one. Slice of sausage.
Yes, the name's Mallory.
Is driving people behind the wheel nuts. This the siren. Watch for a big traffic report.
Thank you. For listening. God bless all of you.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a pleasant weekend.
Thank you. How long does this have? Oh, okay. That was great! We'll be back.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry, just try not to focus on the pain.
Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. We had a few minutes here with the phone lines open. If you want to call in, tell us what's on your mind. Area code 239-277-9600. We'll put you right through. In about 15 minutes or so, are you smarter than Haney?
God, for your sake, I hope so.
The lovely Karen will be joining us as we get a lucky K-Rocker to go head-to-head with this rascal, right?
I don't get much joy out of it.
You don't?
No, I want people to be smarter than me. It can't be all on me.
Well, you know what? You have a winning streak. In about 10 years, I think you've lost maybe five times. Five times. Now, if you figure we do this once a week, minus the vacation, we do it for 40-something weeks, and you got a good streak going. We'll do that in a little bit.
But what does that say? You know me.
Yeah.
If I'm the smartest guy out there, we're in deep trouble.
Yep. Well, I'd like to get somebody that would give you some competition. Last week wasn't too bad, but weeks prior to that, we've had dead fish on the line. One, a couple of weeks ago, I refused to give a prize to. 277-9600. We got barbecue saw clam jam this weekend. Bring me the horizon in Orlando, pewter mug. I'm going to be there. 13th annual Ballpark Festival of Beers at Hammond Stadium this Saturday. It's will you please... I told you yesterday, put the correct time on that Ballpark Festival of Beers. 2 to 6. Is that what it is? 3 to 6? What the hell? 2 to 6?
Stan,
2 to 5?
Stan, in all fairness, you could just Google it.
Yeah, I know. I could. I can hold it. I think it's 2 to 6?
3 to 6?
Somewhere. It's in the afternoon and not the evening.
It's when the sun is warm.
Yeah, hold on. I got it.
Wow. Oh, for crying out loud.
2 to 6. I was right. My first thought. Yeah. I'm as sharp as...
While you were berating him.
I'm as sharp as a tack.
Yeah, you sure are.
277-9600.
Jesus, can I get a computer, please?
Did your computer break again? Crash?
Yeah. It just doesn't
power
work.
Power surge? No. Something along those lines?
It just locks up. Just locks up, that's all. Like to have some little effing music.
Yeah. On this end. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, it's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Don't know if you just saw the news, but there seems to be a hostage situation with shootings out at Sebring.
Yeah, I saw the thing at Sebring.
Is that Rob from The Rob Show?
Yeah.
No, it's
not you?
It's the golf professional, Rob.
Oh, hey, Rob. How you been?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Congratulations, Stan, on your engagement there.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Did they move the time up to accommodate you for the Ballpark Festival of Beer?
No, what they did is they moved it up to accommodate you.
Well, that's true, because I can continue on after that.
Yeah, hey, you want to go?
I'd love to go.
All right, hold on.
Thanks.
277-9600.
See, he should have a show called The Rob Show.
Yeah, well, he's Rob, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'd have every right.
He's a golfer, though. He's a damn good one, too.
Well, I guess you got to be if you want that gig.
Yep. To be a golfer, you better be a good golfer. Are you going to take him and get him his Ballpark Festival of Beers?
Anytime.
I don't know.
Any,
make sure, you know.
At
make
your
sure,
convenience,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, make sure that it is long it's
as
Rob. And,
long as it's done eventually. you know, he can hold indefinitely. But.
I'll just grab this one. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric, it's Stan and Haney.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you guys for having the author Brian Kilmeade on. I picked up that Andrew Jackson book, and it was a fantastic
read. Is that a great book? And I'm gonna tell
love
you,
Andrew Jackson.
I just finished reading his other book on George Washington and the spies. And then I'm going to read his other one, which is the Thomas Jefferson and the Pirates.
Yeah, I was going to pick those up, too, because, the first one was, Andrew Jackson was just so good, and I never knew any of that stuff.
I know.
I'm in my 40s. I never learned any of that. That stuff was amazing.
Yep, most people don't, and it's great stuff.
You won't be taught that now, even in school. You're taught that, Well, Andrew Jackson was very cruel to our Native Americans and was a bad, bad man.
Brilliant man. And all three of the Kilmeade books are phenomenal.
Yeah, I can't wait to read the next ones. I just so you're aware, guys, I keep teaching my 14-year-old boy about, you know, the right way of things. And
yeah, have you talked to him about Edison?
Absolutely. Okay, as a matter of fact, when the Edison parade is going on, I wear my Edison fraud shirt to the mall.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah, that's 3 years in a row now I'm going to be doing that.
What can I get you, buddy?
You know what? Nothing today, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, brother. Good hearing from you.
Why don't the lefties ever go after somebody like Edison? There's plenty there.
There's a ton there. There's a ton. He should be wiped from the history books. Oh, and next month, February, that's Edison month here in Fort Myers.
As long as we're in the statue taken down business.
Yep. Well, he used to have that wooden statue at the mall. They moved that out of there. Well, it was just simply an eyesore. Wasn't it anything?
Well, it was termite rot.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Paul in Fort Myers.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, that guy Rob that just called in is a friend of mine, I think. He's a really good comedian.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Is he a comedian as well as a golfer?
Maybe he would like to do stand-up. I don't know. I might have had that conversation with him. Maybe he'd like to, you know, do a little open mic night. If we had Stan and Haney's pub, we'd have an open mic night.
Would we? We'd have it once.
Until we had to shut it down.
And then you would say never again.
Yep. So let's stop this. People are leaving in droves.
See, an open mic night sounds great.
Until it's executed.
Because it's like, you know, there are so many people out there that just haven't had a chance. And then you discover that there's a subculture of people going, oh, look, a new open mic night I haven't been banned from.
Right. Feelings. Nothing more than...
Now, see, I think that would be a hit.
Would it? I don't think so. They'd get the hook.
Would they?
Yeah, for me.
What if they delivered the entire thing with utter sincerity and then at the end said, we're all effed, and dropped the mic?
If I saw a tear going down the side of their cheek and it was believable, I'd let it go.
What did you think of Buffett's anthem performance?
Pathetic.
I didn't hear it. How bad was it?
I guess it was pretty bad, and then he did
So you didn't hear it?
I heard a piece of it, and how that, and I shut it off.
And what did he mean by the mic drop?
I guess that's some kind of thing that he does.
What does a mic drop signify?
Yeah, what does that
Junior?
Mean?
Junior? You know your hippity hops.
Yeah. What does it mean?
You're like a badass. You drop the mic. I'm done. I'm done, son.
But you're an audio engineer. Why would someone disrespect the tool of the trade like that?
Oh, it hurts my feelings every time I see it.
I bet. Did you work on what I asked you to work on last night?
No.
Okay.
What about those pictures he was supposed to see?
We're going
to
take a break. When we
those
come
pictures.
Back, are you smarter
There's
than
some
Haney?
Pictures he was
Where
supposed
are those
to look
pictures
at?
I was supposed to see? I'm sitting here talking about a damn dog dying, and I need those pictures. We'll be back. Smarter
ponderous,
than Haney.
Man.
Yeah, ponderous. Freaking ponderous.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. You're 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines, Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. You are 23 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word, which could get you $1,000. I'm looking at the safe word right now. I can't tell you what it is. You'll find out at 4 o'clock. I'm the only one that knows what it is.
That makes you the big cheese.
Yeah, big cheese. Hi, Karen.
Hello, everyone.
How's everything going today?
It's actually good.
Good?
It's a good day.
No, there's our sunshine. It's always a good day for you, though.
It's good today. It's getting better every day.
How's our new friend Hope doing?
She's doing so good. She's learning a lot.
Good, good, good. Are you going to help somebody win a nice prize here?
Of course. Let's do this.
If you're smarter than Haney. Here's the deal. Six statements. You simply have to answer more than Haney does. First person to complete all six categories will win. If you defeat Haney, you will have a choice of anything on our prize list. We've got Babaku Saw, the Clam Jam this weekend in Cape Coral, Bring Me the Horizon concert in Orlando, $50 to the Pewter Mug, or my favorite thing to do this weekend, the 13th Annual Ballpark Festival of Beers at Hammond Stadium. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. You can try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions, what a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
2779600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Remember, if you or Haney cannot answer the question correctly and you haven't gotten the question yet, you can steal it. Karen is your lifeline for one category. You must ask for her before I ask the question. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too much time. Lose. Yeah, and if you get the science and nature category, you'll hear this.
Science.
Yeah.
So there you go. Again, cannot have won anything. Random Stan and Haney listener, that does not necessarily mean the first person that I answer. It'll be my decision to move on to another random.
At your sole discretion.
Correct. Karen.
You are the only one that knows the safe word.
Yep.
And this will proceed at your sole discretion.
Correct.
You know what?
What?
I am officially recognizing you right now as president of Venezuela.
Thank you. And I hope the United States recognizes me. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Can't have won anything in the last 30 days. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Richard.
Richard, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days, Richard?
No, sir.
Have you ever played this game before?
Nope, never.
All right, would you like to play?
I'd love to play.
All right, Richard, you don't have to yell either. You got that yelling voice. That will not help you score points. Say hi to your lifeline, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Richard. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, the categories, geography, entertainment. I don't want to have to cut you. A lot of background noise on that phone, Richard.
Is that better?
Yeah, just don't move, stop moving around. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. We start, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category.
Geography.
Geography for Mark Haney. Now, remember, Richard, if he cannot answer this question, you can steal it and get the point.
Okay.
Haney, the multi-use arena in Mitchell, South Dakota, is decorated with murals made of what agricultural product? Would you like to hear the question again?
Mitchell, South Dakota, yeah, please.
The multi-use arena in Mitchell, South Dakota, is decorated with murals made of what agricultural product?
Corn.
You are correct, because it's more commonly known as the Corn Palace. You are on the board. Richard, category?
Science.
Let's see. What international humanitarian organization, Richard, was founded in 1971 by French physicians and journalists?
The World Health Organization.
That is incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Doctors Without Borders.
You are correct. It is Doctors Without Borders. Nice job.
Medicine Frontier.
Haney. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
History.
History. Name two of the three Supreme Court justices appointed by Ronald Reagan. Just name two of the three.
Sandra Day O'Connor and Clarence Thomas.
That is incorrect.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Was he Bush?
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
You can steal, Richard. Name two of the three Supreme Court justices appointed by Ronald Reagan.
Sandra Day O'Connor and, oh, God, what's her name? The old lady. Is her name Feinstein? No.
No, incorrect. Incorrect. The three that actually made it to the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor, Antonin Scalia, and Anthony Kennedy. A little footnote, Reagan also, but didn't get through, nominated Robert Bork and Douglas Ginsburg. That's all right, though, Richard. You have control of the board. Pick a category.
Geography.
Judge Bork was Bork.
Yes, he was. Geography for Richard. And remember, you also have Karen as a lifeline.
Okay.
What? This is in geography, Richard. What U.S. state boasts the only capital city with three words in its name? The only capital with three words in its name.
Ohio.
What?
Okay, Ohio, you've got it wrong. I'm just going to help you along with this because Annie already has the category. You know how you have a state like Ohio?
Yes.
And its capital. What is its capital?
Toledo.
Now, there is a state that has a three-word capital. It's not the capital of Ohio. In the state of Ohio. Karen, do you have a guess?
And Ohio is one word. Yes. It's a state and not the capital city of any other state.
You are correct. Anybody want to take a guess?
He's cheating.
He's not even playing.
Did he have the nerve to Google something?
The unmitigated gall. It's Salt Lake City in Utah.
Oh,
Salt Lake City, Utah. Haney, control of the board. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure. Karen has still got as your lifeline.
I think I'm going to throw it to Karen.
All right.
And I know that you like entertainment, but I would really appreciate it if you could help me with a certain problem category for me.
We can do that. We can do that.
Arts and literature.
Of course.
Thank you, Karen.
All right, Karen, listen carefully.
Yes.
This is for a point for Haney in arts and literature. What company, known for speed, has a hidden arrow in its logo? What company, known for speed, has a hidden arrow in its logo?
This is arts and literature?
Yeah, it's art.
FedEx?
Yes, it is FedEx.
Yes!
Yes.
That is, you're awesome,
yep.
Karen.
Arts and literature. Yep, that's
you nailed it.
Yes, got it.
Richard, wide open. Go ahead, buddy.
I'd like to use Karen for entertainment.
Karen for entertainment.
All right.
All right. Let's see if we can get Richard on the board.
So let's see. This is the question that you would have gotten.
Yes.
If you had selected entertainment.
So we'll see. Hopefully I can get this for Richard.
All right. Let's see. Oh, I don't know if you would know this. But I think every kid at some point in time comes across this.
Okay.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem made their debut as a house band on what TV show? Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem made their debut as the house band on what TV show? Oh, yeah, Junior knows this one. Look at him.
He's saying he doesn't.
Okay.
Do you?
Do you or don't
maybe,
you know?
Maybe. Yeah, okay. Maybe.
All right. Karen, this is for Richard. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem made their debut as the house band on what TV show? Think about it. We're all growing up and we see it.
I'm going to say Sesame Street.
Good guess. Incorrect.
Oh, no.
That's a good guess, though. Haney, you can steal.
Muppet Show?
The Muppet Show. Haney got the point and has control of the board. Haney, history.
With a big assist from Karen.
Yep, yep. Oh, that was a it was a really good guess. You were on the right track. Didn't help Richard any with that.
No, I was talking about the FedEx. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah?
Haney, history, sports, and leisure.
History.
All right. In the history category. All right, Haney. What Nickelodeon show popularized the phrase, "Yes, we can," before Barack Obama?
You can't do that on television.
That is incorrect. You can steal, Richard.
Okay, can you repeat the question?
Sure can. What Nickelodeon show popularized the phrase, "Yes, we can," before Barack Obama?
I haven't a clue.
Do you know?
Yeah.
What is it?
Bob the Builder.
It is Bob the Builder. You are correct.
No way I would know that.
All right. Don't.
C.C. Quaid.
Don't worry, Richard. You got control of the board, though. Pick a category. At least show up on the board. You got to have at least something up here.
All right. What do I still have?
You have them all. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History.
History. For Richard.
That was a history question?
What? No, he just chose history. I'm going to history now.
No, but you asked me about a Nickelodeon show. That was history?
That was history, yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. So Bob the Builder is history.
And Barack Obama. All right, Richard. Who was the first in history? Who was the first female U.S. Speaker of the House? The very first one.
Nancy Pelosi.
You are correct. You're on the board. She's now doing it for the second time and told Trump, no, you're not coming to do the State of the Union.
And he said, si, si puede.
Well, Trump said, shut down or no shutdown. Today, he said, shut down or no shutdown. I'm planning to go to Congress.
I accept your invitation of January 3rd.
And Pelosi said no.
She's not the president, is she?
Nope. Equal but separate forms of government.
No.
The legislative, judicial.
No, the entire House and the entire Senate are equal to him.
She represents them.
She represents half of it.
Right. And evidently the most vocal. Because I don't see a Mitch McConnell talking as much as, like, Schumer.
Yeah. An old smiling Mitch.
Haney? History? Sports and leisure.
I can't believe the questions I've been getting in history, but I'll try it again.
All right. You can't steal, because that's the only category you got, Richard.
All right.
Haney, what was the top of the Empire State Building originally designed for?
It was designed for dirigibles,
yep.
Blimps,
yep.
Balloons.
Docking airships. You are correct. Correct. And then they realized that isn't going to work, and they put a radio tower. All right.
And that did work.
All right, and that worked fine. Richard, Haney's at match point right now. You have control of the board, so you got to get moving here. Pick a category.
Science.
Science?
Science.
All right. What was the... you just got to use your thinking cap on this one. What was the first major U.S. city, not Ohio, what was the first major U.S. city to ban artificial trans fats in restaurants? What was the first major U.S. city to ban artificial trans fats in restaurants?
New York City.
You are absolutely correct. It is New York City in science and nature. Good job on that one. But we'll find out, because we are at match point for Mark Haney. Here's how it's going to work. Haney gets this one, gets it right, he wins the game. If he misses it, Richard, you can steal the question, get the point, and gain control of the board, and then you're coming pretty close to evening things out. But Haney has to miss this for anything to happen like that. Here we go. Jeez. Haney, name four.
Oh, man.
Of the original seven trading commodities in the game pit.
Oh, Jesus.
Four of the original seven.
I'm all right. Yeah.
Hey, it's, who are you talking to?
Road Ranger. I'm good.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, I was just on the side of the highway. So.
Oh, good deal.
Good.
Now, don't get
great
hurt.
Time to play a game.
Yeah. Haney, four of the seven.
Corn.
Mm-hmm.
Silk.
That is incorrect. You can steal, Richard, four of the seven original trading commodities in the game of pit.
Psoriasis.
What?
I think it's psoriasis.
Psoriasis?
Spices. Like spices.
Oh,
sugar.
Spices.
Incorrect. It was barley, corn, flax, hay, oats, rye, and wheat. You have control, though, Richard. What would you like? Geography, entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure?
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. What is the name of Mad Magazine's mascot?
Alfred E. Newman.
You are correct.
Good
Alfred
job.
E. Newman. All right, Haney, back to match point.
What, me care?
Yeah. In sports and leisure. This again, win the game. If not, Richard can steal. Who was, Haney, in sports and leisure? Who was the first African-American head coach to win a Super Bowl? First African-American head coach to win a Super Bowl.
Was that our friend Tony Dungy?
It was our friend Tony Dungy. Yes, sir. Tony Dungy. Colts beat the Bears 29-17 in Super Bowl XLI. That would be 21.
You know, I was
31.
I was thinking about him just the other day and remembering the interview we did with him.
Oh, yeah.
When he was first hired and he had just been through the draft, and we said, Coach, anybody stand out other than your obvious first rounders and all that? Any hidden gems in this draft? And he goes, well, in the fifth round, I think we got a steal with this guy called Mike Allstott.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a,
before he had ever played it down.
Richard, you made a little bit of a comeback there, buddy, but Haney, once again,
well, I think
again,
he acquitted
successful.
Himself yeah. better at you, the end of the
you
game.
You got three out of the six, but still, you lost. Thank you, Junior. I've got a lot of prizes here. The Babaku Saw, Clam Jam, Bring Me the Horizon in Orlando, Pewter Mug, 13th Annual Ballpark Festival of Beers. One of those prizes is yours, but you got to tell Haney something.
Haney, you are smarter than me.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Richard, thanks for playing, buddy. And I'm going to send you over to Junior. Pick one of those prizes, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on. You did pretty good today. You
thank
were close
you.
Yes,
on
you
one.
Did.
And then you got Haney on the FedEx, so mm-hmm. nice job, Karen.
All my useless information comes to work.
That's the art of that game. This is all this is useless information.
Yeah, come to think of it, you see that FedEx logo mm-hmm. a lot, don't you?
Oh, I do. I know that another one has a spoon, too. I don't
a
know.
Spoon?
It might be UPS, yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I knew about the arrow, but I don't know which mm-hmm. one has a spoon. I don't know. Haney, let's wrap this
thank
baby
you, Karen.
Up.
Of course,
thank
my
you,
pleasure.
Karen.
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can be. No one f***s with Mark Haney. Take your prizes,
hat in hand.
Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
Hey, I'd stay close to your radio, safe word.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else.
but I forgot what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. You still have about 4 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. That word, charge. C-H-A-R-G-E, charge. Go right now to 96krock.com, put the word in there. Go to the K-Rock app on your mobile device, put the word in there. If you're the lucky person, one multi-market winner will be called and notified that they've hit the G-spot worth $1,000 just for playing and entering. You got a shot at the grand prize of $10,000. Charge. C-H-A-R-G-E.
Did you say 10 grand?
$10,000. Everyone who enters gets a chance at it.
Ain't that something?
In it? Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. My throat is very scratchy.
Do you know why?
Why?
I asked you, do you know why?
No, I got no idea.
Are you sick? You've been drinking paint thinner?
I can work.
What have you had to eat? You been drinking something weird?
Nope. North Fort Myers got a crash. Aluminum Road at Wayne's Garage.
How did Wayne get involved in this?
I have no idea, but he did. Fort Myers crash, Columbus Boulevard and State Road 82. Fort Myers crash, Commonwealth Drive and Gateway Charter Intermediate School. That's where that's happening at. And on Sanibel, got a traffic control. That means somebody is doing something. Gulf Drive and Tarpon Bay Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He's got the headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right.
Including Billy Dee Williams' horrible, horrible secret.
Oh, guest on this show, Landau Calrissian.
Lando, what are you doing here, Solo?
Cool Coke 45 malt
liquor. As a matter of fact, I did win it in a card game. Welcome to Cloud City, folks. Thanks for bringing the entire empire with you.
You get the laugh.
Colt 45. Yeah. It'll get you every time. I didn't know there was a call for it, but now you can get blue or pink lasagna for your gender reveal party.
Jeez. I'll stick with the red sauce lasagna, okay?
That's a nice.
Yeah.
A teenager.
Lasagna.
Yep. Get yourself some lasagne, some prosciutto, some manicotti, some antipasto. You want a little prosciutto?
Yeah.
A little mozzarella?
Yeah.
A teenager caused a car crash and saved someone's life.
Okay. Luck.
A carjacker fails because he doesn't know how to work an automatic transmission.
Is that unbelievable?
A man takes an axe to the family car and television. Why?
Why?
Because he was under the impression his wife had damaged his action figures.
Well, I can understand that.
And finally, what kind of a world do we live in, folks? This is totally mind-blowing, and I know it affected Matt Mangus deeply. A woman was shot.
Ooh.
After performing a sex act for $5 and some Pringles.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you very much. Looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to laughter. Four o'clock fluffer time brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You got that spaz sound?
You know what? Things are so much nicer around here because he's not.
You've been in a great mood today.
I have been because he's been in here for the past like 5 days. Oh, you know what he's doing? Holding up a wall. He's just leaning on it. This is great.
He's not holding up a wall. He's making sure that people see his face and know that he's here.
That was the other thing yesterday. Who was it that told me? Adam, our operations manager. He goes, that was weird yesterday. Dave was here and he wasn't wearing a hat. I said, don't you understand? Oh, no, it was Enrique. He says he wasn't wearing a hat yesterday. I said, don't you understand, Enrique? He wanted to show everybody he got a new haircut.
Yeah, that gives them a reason to comment and talk to him.
Yep. And then he says to me, he goes, that's that. And he has a Spanish accent. He goes, he's weird. He never grow up. Yeah. And I said, you got it. You nailed it.
But what will we do without him?
I'm telling you, I haven't been this relaxed and enjoying a show in months.
Months?
Months.
Sorry about that, folks. The folks at Uber are now teaming up with Starbucks to deliver coffee.
Ah, I like that.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you did not know about Uber.
Top things you didn't know about Uber.
Even if it's your first time in a strange city, you probably know it just as well as your driver does.
Yes.
Bunch of bitches.
Talking
about the oobs.
Hi, I'm Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio.
You know, I am so glad that you found that.
It's so enjoyable.
Where did that come from? Was that
a Christmas office party?
And
I'm Carol. I died in the beginning of Up.
I had never seen that movie because, you know, who cares?
Okay.
But after that, I watched the movie. It was actually good.
It's a good movie.
I was surprised.
Jennifer Aniston is in that movie.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. That's Carol.
Bunch of bitches.
Because the Uber driver goes, Carol. That's an
old-timey name.
That's an old-timey name. You expect somebody to say,
hi, I'm Carol.
Top things you didn't know about the Ubes.
Yes, the Ubes.
Most Uber drivers have their band's demo tape at the ready.
Oh, that's the streets right there. That's the hard town.
Hard town?
Yeah.
What's hard town?
I don't know. The mean streets.
I see. There are now over 1 million Uber drivers in the country.
Oh, yeah.
An amazing 13 of whom are mentally competent to operate a motor vehicle.
Oh, God.
If you get to know your Uber driver well enough,
yeah,
he or she could also become your weed dealer.
Yep.
Why is that, lady?
Was that the Godfather right there?
Why is that, ladies?
Yeah.
Living in America.
Woo!
Uh, The company sends their drivers coupons for oil changes. Ah. But unfortunately, they don't do the same with coupons for deodorant.
Literally.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Spaz sound. Their headquarters, located in San Francisco. Kind of ironic for a rideshare service to have its headquarters in a city associated with rear enders.
Spent a lot of time on my knees, you know.
They are under no obligation to tell you what bodily fluids may have been spilled on the seat you're sitting on.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And finally, the very top thing you did not know about Uber.
Yes, sir.
It exists solely because we are a nation of drunks.
Yeah. Case in point.
And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, I left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy, email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
I want to read this one first because I want to talk to Junior about this because I have been getting a lot of this, and I'd like to have his answer. This is from Mark. Ahoy, gentlemen. Happy 2019. I have worked from my home office in Chicago for the past 12 years. One of the wonderful benefits, thanks to the brilliance of the internet podcasts, is that I can listen to your show on a daily basis. But recently, my daily routine has been destroyed. Many of the podcasts have not been uploaded.
What?
The last two Fridays, and all of the best ofs as examples. Well, I don't know about the best ofs. There are only so many times I can recite Tony D'Amico's Baby Shark rendition in my head before I completely shut down. I feel lost, alone. You guys are the best, and get on Junior about uploading podcasts. Those skinny jeans may be cutting off some oxygen. Comment?
All the podcasts are up, except for one. They had to get a hold of corporate. It's having trouble uploading or something.
All right, so it's not on your end.
It's not on my end, no. Like, Zeno sent it to corporate to get it figured out. But all the other podcasts are up.
Okay.
Okay, that handles part of his concern. And now on to part two. You don't generally wear skinny jeans anymore.
He doesn't.
I'm wearing skinny jeans right now.
Ah, oh, Christ.
See, every time I try to boost this kid up.
Yeah, we got skinny jeans working for us now.
this is from Shark Girl.
Oh, hi, Shark Girl.
My dearest gentlemen. I'm writing you today
girly
with
shark.
I'm writing you today with some information for the public I believe may be useful. As a local who has grown up in, quote, paradise for the last 33 years, today I have reached my limit with the amount of bullcrap I can continue to deal with in regards to the sense of entitlement some of these snowbirds have. Oh, don't you know it. Now, please, don't get it twisted here. Some of you, mostly from the pre-baby boomer generation, are cool as hell. If you're not from around here, but you have a good sense of humor, a hard work ethic, and you don't treat the locals like the help, then please pull up a chair and have a drink with me. But if you come down here and think, oh, this place would be perfect only if it didn't have this and this and that and that, you ignore any local who tries to be kind to you. You have a degree in, can't say it, a holery. How about that? Then please go to Texas with the rest of California And when you can mold the land, then you can mold the land into whatever damn thing you want. Also, please take a note. You can either have clean turquoise water or a perfect green lawn. But you cannot have both. Please choose one and then shut the F up about it. This is supposed to be your damn vacation. Please try to remember this the next time you sideswipe me at the Home Goods. Signed, Shark Girl. That's true. The reason why our water's cloudy is the runoff from all the fertilizers and the inlet. And
Sugar doesn't have anything to do with it.
Sugar's got a lot to do with it. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let me peruse this real quick before I see what's in here. California bans.
Does it say anything? You said California already. Is there anything in there about Hollyweird?
Nah, Tennessee. Well, let's see what this says here. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, every day it seems our society takes another step back from rational and critical thinking. Everyone has knee-jerk reaction to things that happen. The perfect example is the firestorm over the young men in D.C. That situation has been blown so far out of proportion, it is just ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, here's a couple for you. A Tennessee state representative is proposing a dress code for parents to come to school. Apparently, some are coming not dressed appropriately, but they also are asking parents not to be drunk. That all may be true, but why in the hell would you need a law to tell parents to dress right and be sober? Once again, no common sense. Here's two from California. One town wants to charge extra for to-go cups, hoping it would cut down on trash and littering. And this one, they want a state law that would ban bringing things like pepper spray, pipes, chains, and other items to protest. Once again, no common sense. Although, given what happens at some of these protests, maybe there should be a law. My point is the complete loss of logic and common sense. Have we really slid so far back in society that we need laws for common sense issues? It has to stop now. Of course, it's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
He's not going to like that one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. 6 o'clock, you'll have another chance at a safe word with the Rob Show. So don't worry, we do it multiple times during the day. Chance to pick up a thou. Let's get you updated on traffic this half hour. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board should be in the clearing stages. It's in Fort Myers. Hit and run. It's on Colby Drive and the lakes at College Point. Again, this happened earlier, hopefully in the clearing stages and not causing too many delays. And you are up to date. Now, if you've never been to this, it's happening this Saturday. If you've never been, you don't know what you're missing. This is a load of fun. Ballpark Festival of Beers. It's their 14th annual Ballpark Festival of Beers. Chance to win tickets all this week here on K-Rock. It's going to happen this Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. Here's what the deal is. You get your ticket, you go in there, and you can enjoy an unlimited sampling of over 100 craft beers. If you want more info or to purchase tickets, go to 96krock.com. Here's a little Stan tip for you. Get your girlfriend, your wife, your buddy, your pal. Make a pretzel necklace. Get some of those big potato pretzels, those big hard pretzels. Put it on a string, throw it over your head, and as you're drinking beers, you can crunch on a pretzel. It helps it go down. All right, just a little tip from your friend Stan, who's been at a few of these. Ballpark Festival of Beers. Ahoy.
Hey, boys.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to let everybody say big howdy-do, a big Southwest Florida howdy-do to the Panty Waste, who's lived in your community for more than 20 years. It's Joffrey, the limp wrist. Hey, Joffrey, how are you? How are you, limpy?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for that intro.
Yeah,
that
I figured I'd
fabulous.
Do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. You know what? Haven't heard from you in a while. I thought maybe you went on to some gay retreat or something like that. But no, you're still here. What's going on, buddy? Huh?
Well, have I got a dealio for you.
A dealio for me. What's going on? You're finally having your gay wedding.
You and me.
No,
Rose
don't ever include you and me in one breath. Don't even, no.
No, I am being totally serial.
Then you're not. If you're being you're being totally serious, I'd take you at your word. What's the big deal?
Totally serial.
Stop it. What's the big deal?
You and me, boo-boo.
No, stop saying that and stop calling me boo-boo. Look at Joffrey. I just picked up the phone. You're on the other end. I wasn't expecting you. Now you're talking about you and me doing something and being called dealio and boo-boo and all this other crap.
Like an all-expense-paid five-star trip to our nation's capital.
Are you five-star hotel and airfare, first class, all of that stuff?
All of that, and I'll tell you what, we could make it a threesome. Bring your gal.
Stop now. No, look. She's not interested in that either. We were talking about that the other day. You know what? Two guys and a girl, not good. Two girls and a guy, really good. A girl and a guy and a guy like you, Joffrey. No. What do you mean going to Washington? I'm not going. Look, you caught me off guard.
Look, that's not what I'm talking about, but based on your conversation, look, good for you.
No, look, hey, I'm not going anywhere with you. You caught me off guard. Five-star trip to the nation's capital, first-class air, hotel. That sounds great. Not with you. I ain't going anywhere with you.
What do I have to do to sweeten the pot?
Nothing. Don't you have anybody to go to Washington, D.C. with?
I thought long and hard about it, and no, I don't.
Jeez. Am I, like, the only person you talk to? Don't you have anybody at work you talk to, or anybody that you go do things? That's right, you don't work. How do you earn a living now if you're divorced from your beard wife? And you don't work. How do you support yourself?
I manage the family's investment, and I recently purchased a bitch stand to breed dogs.
That's what they use, you know. That's what they use when you got a bitch that wants to breed with a male dog, so that they have a puppy mill. They have a bitch stand. It's true. So to allow the dog to, you know, do their thing.
Some people call it a rape stand, but I find that.
So you're a dog breeder.
But that's got nothing to do with it. I want you to go to Washington with me because.
But why?
Stan, we are living in such an exciting time.
Yeah, you got to be loving every single minute of the way this country's going. Right, the way you predicted it.
My God, have you seen and heard AOC?
AOC. Have I seen and heard AOC? What's that? No, I haven't. Maybe I have. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what kind of pansy thing.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't tell me you're a supporter of hers. You got her Twitter account. You got her Instagram.
Oh, I've got her picture on my wall. I am such a fangirl.
What about her?
But all of these great things are happening. Finally, we've got some right-headed people that are in the government who believe, like I do, that life should be free.
Yeah, yep. And tax the rich 70% and have the government provide everything for you because capitalism is evil. We shouldn't have this many millionaires out there. This is awful.
Yeah.
How about you do the same thing that she should do?
Immoral walls and all of these things.
Immoral wall. How about reading your history? How about coming to a discussion prepared instead of...
How about you read your history?
How about you shut up, you commie? You commie?
Where a Native American, evidently bicurious veteran Indian goes up and bangs the drum, and the white kid just smiles at him with such an evil smile.
You love that. You love all of that, you commie.
He's so brave.
Yeah. Who, the Indian?
Yeah.
The American Indian?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Vietnam vet?
Yeah.
He wasn't a Vietnam
vet. He's a war hero.
He is not a war hero.
And those African-American gentlemen who were trying to educate the children, I saw that and I thought to myself, I want in. But unfortunately, I was cursed at birth to be born a white male.
Yeah, you're cursed. You're cursed. Let me ask you something. Can I ask you something? You're a big fan of this Ocasio-Cortez congresswoman. Have you heard her comments that she doesn't like the Electoral College?
Whatever she says, I love.
Yeah, she says she doesn't like the Electoral College. She'll never send her kids there.
Good.
What is your...
It's about
time
somebody took a stand, because look, I thought over, okay, who do I know? Okay, white male.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I thought, oh, wait, there's Stan.
I'm a white male.
No, that's the beauty of it.
What?
Now, bear with me.
Yeah.
You are actually kind of a person of color.
How do you figure?
Because you are a proud Polish American.
Yes, I am.
And so,
yeah,
I would pay for it on this trip to Washington.
Yeah.
Get you traditional Polish garb.
Yuck.
And I want to find somebody that's protesting something and have you go get in their face going, yak shamash, yak shamash.
I wouldn't do that. See, even if I did, I wouldn't do that. A, I wouldn't do it with you. B, wouldn't do it.
And then I could be your spokesperson and talk about how the Polish people have been railroaded by history.
Well, that's true. That's
true. So come on, buddy, get butt hurt about it. Let's go.
Stop, will you play off with the butt hurt and getting in people's faces with saying yak shamash, yak shamash. Well, stop that. What is it? Do you want to rabble rouse? Maybe you should go back under your rock and hide.
I mean, it would help if you could do some kind of like a Borat-ish voice.
I can't know why. That would be contrived and fake.
That's not the point. The point is to get all over YouTube and Instagram.
Right, and have people jump to conclusions.
And that way, Alyssa Milano and Jamie Lee Curtis will get on Twitter and talk about how stunning and brave you are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you say Polish people are people of color?
Sort of.
Okay, sort of. Now,
see, the whole point, then,
yeah,
is that we celebrate our diversity.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate our diversity.
But I don't live in a traditional... I don't live a traditional old country Polish lifestyle. I don't own any garb, and I don't go and speak the English or the Polish language saying Jak się masz to anybody.
Neither does Chief whatever his name is, Nathan.
Yes.
Chief Nathan.
Yes.
He happens to be an Omaha elder.
Yeah, I know. Elder.
And
war hero.
I don't think he's out hunting buffalo, but they let him get away with it.
Yeah, okay.
You know how brave he is?
How brave is he?
I don't know if you've heard about this, but the day after he was so viciously assaulted by that smiling teenager,
yes,
he led a group of people who answered his call, and he went and shut down the 5:15 mass at a Catholic church.
I heard about that.
Isn't that awesome?
That isn't awesome. A Catholic mass is kind of a sacred thing. You don't go in there and shut it down. Who's the rabble rouser? You know, I want to. This Ocasio. So what do you
AOC,
like?
AOC, baby.
What do you like about her, this Ocasio-Cortez? Is it her naivete? Is it her stupidity? Is it her not grasping what it takes to be an American? What is it that you enjoy about her?
I think it's really the total package, Stan.
Uh-huh. So it's her. It's
her.
Yeah. You're sick. Her brains. Is it her brains? Is it her looks? Is it her youthfulness? You know, I had somebody once tell me, don't ever go and confuse youth with beauty.
Well, she has it all. I think probably what I love the most is she has tremendous teeth.
Why don't you? I got a better idea. Thanks to one of our listeners just said this. Instead of using me as your scapegoat to get all kinds of attention, which you are an attention seeker, why don't you just go and ask Elizabeth Warren to go with you? She is part Indian.
No, I mean, that's been played out.
Uh-huh.
And again, because I am a white male, mm-hmm, I don't have any credibility.
Right. Do I have credibility because I am an older white male?
Oh, absolutely not. That's a detriment. But the fact that you're a little bit ethnic can really offset that. I can help you.
Now, I don't want your help, and I want to stay out of it. Although a 5-star trip to D.C. is nice. It's very historical. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this.
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Not enough. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just a second. The Rob Show at 6. Safe Word coming your way there. So that'll be coming up. So stay tuned. Xfinity. New year, new deal. That's right, kids. Now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV and internet for only $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement with download speeds. And Haney, you know this.
I do know this.
Up to 150 megabits per second.
That comes in handy when you're trying to download Red Dead, eh, Junior?
And here, just to sweeten the deal up for you a little bit, you'll get Stars and Showtime included for a year.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a deal you can't pass up. With Xfinity, you can use the X1 voice remote, my favorite friend, to quickly find and watch your favorite shows on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and more. And you can watch the best shows and movies and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet.
Oh, you remember the olden days when you wanted to see a certain movie and you'd have to search high and low?
Yep. Or if it was like in the really old days, if you didn't tune in at the beginning of the time, you'd miss it.
Well, now you're dating yourself.
Yep. Clunk, clunk. Remember the UHF channels? This sale ends February 3rd.
Well, then you got to get out the foil.
Yep. The bow tie, the rabbit ears.
Yep.
This sale ends February 3rd. So seriously, learn more about Xfinity's new year, new deal today. You can go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store.
Restrictions apply.
We're apparently, according to Junior, A-OK on traffic. I know you road watchers out there are probably in bumper-to-bumper traffic
now,
right now.
That could also be simply that the printer's out of paper.
That, or the guy that does our traffic reports is on break.
Yeah, may have gone to hit the drive-thru.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland.
South Dakota.
Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland. Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa. Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Richard Threlkeld in Prineville, Oregon. Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam. And Bruce Hall in Miami.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, January 23rd.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Did Not Know.
All right. At some point during the newscast, come over to the local desk. I've got some shocking local news that involves everybody, whether you have pets or not.
Okay. Well, your throat is really acting up
today.
Yeah,
I know it is.
Is that something that you want to do now?
Or? Yeah, I can do it. I just got the report.
All right. We are postponing Things You Didn't Know so that we can go to the local desk with local correspondent Stan.
Mark, thank
Stan.
You. Mark, thank
Stan.
You. Mark.
Stan.
Mark.
Stan.
Where do you think are the deadliest metro areas for people walking? You're strolling down the walkway and you maybe want to cross the street. You want to go and maybe go to the Walgreens across the street. You don't have a car. You want to get some fresh air. You want to go for a walk. Most deadliest right here in the state of Florida.
Wouldn't doubt it.
There was a report that was done over the past decade from 2008 to 2017 of the number of people struck and killed by drivers nationwide. Nationwide. I have the top 10. I actually have the top 20, but I'll tell you the top 10. And the top 6 are all in Florida. Nationwide. People getting hit by cars because they're pedestrians.
Well, I'd imagine International Drive in Orlando could probably make it on its
number
own.
Number one, the Orlando, Kissimmee, Sanford area. Number one with pedestrian deaths by vehicle. Number two, Deltona, Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach. Number three, our old stomping grounds, Palm Bay, Melbourne, Titusville. Number four, Northport, Sarasota, Bradenton. Number five, Lakeland, Winter Haven. Number six, Jacksonville. Number seven, finally get into a place outside of Florida, Bakersfield, California. And coming in at number eight, salute yourselves, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. Number eight in the country for pedestrian deaths by automobile. Rounding out the top 10, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, and Jackson, Mississippi. Florida is all in the top 10.
Well, that's pretty simple.
And Cape Coral, Fort Myers, you're number 8 in the country.
And I don't think it's a mystery because we stopped building sidewalks sometime in the 70s, yep. But we kept building everything else.
Yep.
Thank you, Stan, for that fascinating report.
Mark?
Stan?
Mark.
Stan?
Mark?
Stan?
Mark!
Stan. Time now for some things you did not know. Do you know who founded the athletic company Adidas?
I do not.
I don't know his name either, but I do know this. He's the younger brother of the man who founded Puma.
Ah, Puma's been around a long time. Adidas has been around a long time.
Mm-hmm. And you know what that stands for.
But no, I don't want to know. Here's what it was.
You don't know what Adidas stands for?
What's it stand for?
All day I dream about sex.
Thank you. Converse, Pro Keds, Puma, Adidas. Those were the big sneakers when I was a kid. And also, if you didn't have, your parents didn't have enough money, but you liked it, PF Flyers.
What about Kenny, the Great American Shoe Store?
Well, that was a shoe. Your sneaks, which was the Pro Keds. That was Willis Reed of the Knicks used to do that one. Puma was Walt Clyde Frazier. A dead Chuck Taylor was Converse. And mm-hmm. Stan Smith was the Adidas, the tennis player.
Well, we promised it during the headlines, and here it is. Billy Dee Williams' horrible, horrible
yes.
secret.
Want to know about this.
Now, when you see his name in the credits, it's Billy Dee, D-E-E Williams.
Mm-hmm.
That is short. The D is short for his actual middle name. So it is not D-E-E. It does start with a D, though.
So his real middle name is not D-E-E, but
no.
It means what is... It's an abbreviation of his middle name, but it does start with a D, but not D-E-E.
That's correct.
Okay.
Care to hazard a guess?
I don't know.
His actual middle name is December.
Really?
His full legal name, therefore, is William December Williams Jr.
Really? Why would he keep that secret? That horrible secret. Keeping it from
for his years.
Fans for years.
Yeah.
All the way going back to Lady Sings the Blue and Lady Day.
Oh. What a voice.
All the way back from him and Stallone and Nighthawks.
Stan, you know our U.S. presidents like nobody's business.
Oh, God.
You know our founding fathers well.
Yeah.
In 1776, I think we all like automatically have like a portrait in our head
yeah.
of the founding fathers.
Sure.
But you never think about, well, how old were they when they founded the country?
They were, I can tell you, hold on a second. They lived a long time. Now, your Jefferson and your Adams, who lived to like 90, were celebrating the 25th anniversary of the founding of the country. They had to be in their 40s.
We have a couple of them here for you. Obviously, we're not going to do all of them. We'll go to the extremes first.
All right.
Ben Franklin was by far the old man.
Absolutely.
He was 70 years old in 1776.
Yeah. He had already had a long career.
At the other end of the spectrum?
Yeah.
Who was the baby?
Of our founding fathers. Wasn't Washington. Wasn't, it had to be either, because they lived the longest. I would say it was with Jefferson or John Adams.
It's not a matter of who lives the longest.
It was who was the youngest at the time.
Alexander Hamilton was 21 years old in 1776.
Yeah, he and his manservant Ajax.
James Madison was 25. Thomas Jefferson was 33.
Yep.
John Hancock was 39. And George Washington was 44.
Yeah, Washington was already, he was in retirement when all that was going on. He said, all right, you know, all right, got to fight.
Yep. And he was substantially younger than you and I.
Yep. But we have all of our teeth, and we don't have to powder our hair.
Damn teeth!
Oh, they tried everything with him. He was very self-conscious about it, too. And they say by the time he took office as president of the United States, after the Revolutionary War is done, everything's been constant, he had one, as he called it, anchor tooth that he was proud of. He would put whale bone in there and horse teeth and give you a nice Hollywood smile.
Mm, there you go. Brunei is an odd country. It's a Southeast Asian country, what we'd call one of those Pacific nations. And it is ruled by the Sultan of Brunei.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides how things work there. Including what we would call the weekend. He determines what the weekend is in Brunei.
Right, what are you telling me, that it can happen at any time, or what happens on the weekend?
The weekend in Brunei, because the Sultan knows best, Stan,
yeah,
is Friday and Sunday.
What? What happens to Saturday?
You go to work. You get a day off on Friday, you go to work on Saturday, and you get a day off on Sunday.
That's stupid.
Well, it sure is, but who's going to tell him that?
Yeah, there he is. He's got a snazzy uniform.
And that's a guy, he'll buy your daughter. He just buys women, has them shipped in.
Really?
Yep. Now, that would be a sin for anybody else,
yes.
Keep in mind.
Oh, I want to bring something else up, too. Because we were talking when we had Joffrey on, and I alluded to, and Haney, you got to stick up for me. We alluded to the devil's threesome. We've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody made a reference that I was, that I'm questioning my own masculinity to have a two-guy, one-girl thing, that it's questioning your masculinity.
What?
You're
questioning your masculinity.
If you have another guy join in on a devil's threesome. No, I'm not. Stan,
You questioning your masculinity because you don't want
Stan
that?
Stan is just not comfortable about his masculinity to have two guys and a girl.
That is disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Although you're not allowed to say that,
No, you're not. You know, there's nothing good comes out of a devil's threesome, and it has nothing to do with questioning one's masculinity. I think it says something for a man's masculinity if he can make two girls happy.
You know, you just sounded like Bob Dole.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you go take a look at Bob Dole's files?
Yep.
See what you find there.
You know, there's a reason they asked me to be the spokesperson. I'm virile. One last thing you didn't know.
Okay.
Everybody loves Harry Potter. Of course, we know the story of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
He enters a magical world of wizards and witches. Am I right?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. But that's true, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yes.
Yeah, except there was a movie called Troll.
Oh, I remember Troll.
It came out in 1986 and featured a character named Harry Potter, who enters a magical world of witches and wizards. That would be 11 years before the first Harry Potter book came out.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Is it break time?
It sure is.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Jeez, I don't even want to deal with this guy. The questioning of masculinity bit makes no sense. Some people are okay with a devil's threesome. Some people aren't. Who the hell cares? To each his own. Yeah, I'm perfectly comfortable with the devil's threesome.
Well, bully for you. I cannot imagine what it would be like to be a high school senior today.
Oh, I don't even want to know. Tough.
And I think they get a bad rap. A high school senior in Clearwater named Olivia Jones intentionally caused a car crash last month. Teens, right?
Yeah, kids today.
She was sitting at a red light when she noticed a woman slumped behind the wheel in the car next to her. At first, she thought the woman was just texting because she was looking straight down. But then Olivia realized the woman was having a seizure and the woman's car was drifting into oncoming traffic. Again, Olivia is a high school senior. Without hesitation, Olivia pulled out in front of the woman's car, hit the brakes, and let her crash into the back of her car. Once they were both stopped, Olivia opened the woman's door, put it in park, called 911. EMTs got there about 2 minutes later, and it may have saved the woman's life. Olivia ended up with a dent in the back bumper, and she was concerned her parents would be angry at her, but they forgave her.
Take a look at her picture. This young girl, this young lady, has it all together.
I don't care what age you are. To pull off an operation like that, you have to be extremely cool under pressure.
Yeah, and she looks it. How many times have we seen pictures of people that, seriously, they ain't firing on all cylinders?
She is competent.
She's competent.
You never know.
Yep.
Until you're put in a position like that, she certainly didn't see it coming.
Nope.
But she did it.
Yep. That's a hero.
So hats off to Olivia. There's a 34-year-old gent in Madison, Wisconsin. On Sunday night, he'd been drinking and got it in his head that his 46-year-old wife, again, he's 34.
Yeah.
He's drinking.
Yeah. Heart wants what the heart wants.
And he got it in his head that his 46-year-old wife had damaged some of his action figures.
Mm-hmm.
So, he did the only thing he could do at that point.
What's that?
Well, he grabbed an axe and put it to use, destroying the family's television set. The TV stand, a laptop, and the family car. He chopped off both of the side mirrors and eventually got the axe stuck in the windshield. He was trying to get it out when the cops showed up. He was arrested for disorderly conduct and property damage. Sadly, though, we don't know what kind of action figure he collects.
Ah, yeah. That's still undetermined. Although both Haney and I have seen somebody attack a car that they need.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, last week we told you the story of a woman in Texas who was banned from the Walmart for driving a motorized shopping cart around the parking lot as she drank wine from a Pringles can.
Yeah, I remember the story well.
Well, Pringles can only hope all publicity is good publicity, because Pringles sure is making a lot of news. On Monday night, a prostitute in Jacksonville made a deal in the parking lot of a Shell station.
Yeah.
The illicit proposal: $1 million. But no, it wasn't that. She would basically do anything a man wanted.
Yeah. What do they call that around the world?
In exchange for $5 and some Pringles. Seems like a square deal to me.
Yeah, $5 and some Pringles for an around the world.
I don't know if it was a lack of enthusiasm or what, but when it was over, the man demanded his money back.
Yeah, it's $5.
And further showed his displeasure with her services by shooting the prostitute in the shoulder.
Oh!
Now, we've read the police reports, and as far as we can tell, although he wanted his $5 back, he was willing to let her keep the Pringles.
That's good news.
Fortunately, the woman is going to be okay, and police are looking for him.
Oh, they haven't found him.
Not yet. My God.
Yeah.
You know, she degrades herself and then gets shot for it.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, January 23rd.
Double M X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
I mean, that's just bad form.
What?
Shooting her like that.
Yeah. The good news is he let her keep the Pringles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what Yelp is for.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. The Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. He will also have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you $1,000. Our traffic, evidently, internet problems today around the building. And
is that what's going on?
I swear to God, that's got to be it. It was like 4 o'clock the last traffic report came in. We have a lot of internet problems, and so there's no traffic update for you, which gives us a little time for Haney to play us a little toe tapper.
Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. I'm gonna pray till I tear your kingdom down. I'm gonna pray till I tear your kingdom down. And I heard the voice of Jesus say, I'm gonna pray till I tear your kingdom down. And I'm gonna shout till I tear your kingdom down. I'm gonna shout till I tear your kingdom down. And I heard of Jesus, say, say, your kingdom must come down. Calm down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, say, your kingdom must come down. And I'm going to pray till they tear your kingdom down. I'm going to pray till I tear your kingdom down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, say, your kingdom must come down. I'm gonna shout till they tear your kingdom down. I'm gonna shout till they tear your kingdom down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, say, your kingdom must come down.
Once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
Do me a favor, put some cash in your pocket. Quit using your debit cards every $1.17 purchase. Jeez, I get tired of standing behind them in a mini-mart or something. That's $1.17. Here's my debit card. You don't have a buck and a quarter? I know they're dumber than people my age. You know why? When I was growing up, we didn't have any childproof caps. You dropped a Coke bottle, it didn't bounce, it shattered. Our parents let us play with guns and knives and fireworks. You know what happened to the dumb kids? They didn't make it. These guys grew up in a world that was childproofed and padded. All the dumb kids lived. Now they use debit cards for $1.17 purchases. And you ever see what they're buying? Energy drinks. How much energy do you need in your 20s? They should be selling those at the old folks' home. That's the target market right there. A couple of monsters in a Red Bull are going to pick up that bingo game, I'm sure.
B19, that's mine.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey, boy.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to let everybody say a big howdy-do, a big Southwest Florida howdy-do to the panty waste who's lived in your community for more than 20 years. It's Joffrey, the limp wrist. Hey, Joffrey, how are you? How are you, limpy?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for that intro.
Yeah,
that
I figured I'd
fabulous.
Do that. Yeah. You know what? Haven't heard from you in a while. I thought maybe you went on to some gay retreat or something like that. But no, you're still here. What's going on, buddy? Huh?
Have I got a dealio for you?
A dealio for me?
You and me.
No, Rose, don't ever include you and me in one breath. Don't even, no.
No, I am being totally surreal.
Then you're not. If you're being you're being totally serious, I'd take you at your word. What's the big dealio?
Totally surreal.
Stop it.
You and me, boo boo.
No, stop saying that and stop calling me boo boo. Look at Joffrey. I just picked up the phone. You're on the other end. I wasn't expecting you. Now you're talking about you and me doing something and being called dealio and boo boo and all this other crap.
Would you,
yeah,
like an all-expense-paid 5-star trip to our nation's capital?
Are you five-star hotel and airfare, first class, all of that stuff?
All of that, and I'll tell you what, we could make it a threesome. Bring your gal.
Stop now. No, look. Look. She's not interested in that either. We were talking about that the other day. You know what? Two guys and a girl, not good. Two girls and a guy, really good. A girl and a guy and a guy like you, Joffrey? No. What do you mean going to Washington? I'm not going. Look, you caught me off guard.
Look, that's not what I'm talking about, but based on your conversation, good for you.
No, look, hey, I'm not going anywhere with you. You caught me off guard. Five-star trip to the nation's capital, first-class air, hotel. That sounds great. Not with you. I ain't going anywhere with you.
What do I have to do to sweeten the pot?
Nothing. Don't you have anybody to go to Washington, D.C. with?
I thought long and hard about it, and no, I don't.
Jeez. Am I, like, the only person you talk to? Don't you have anybody at work you talk to or anybody that you go do things? That's right. You don't work. How do you earn a living now if you're divorced from your beard wife and you don't work? How do you support yourself?
I manage the family's investment, and I recently purchased a bitch stand to breed dogs.
That's what they use, you know. That's what they use when you got a bitch that wants to breed with a male dog, so that they have a puppy mill. They have a bitch stand. It's true. So to allow the dog to, you know, do their thing.
Some people call it a rape stand, but I find that.
So you're a dog breeder.
But that's got nothing to do with it. I want you to go to Washington with me because...
But why?
Sam, we are living in such an exciting time.
Yeah, you got to be loving every single minute of the way this country's going. The way you predicted it.
My God. Have you seen and heard AOC?
AOC. Have I seen and heard AOC? What's that? No, I haven't. Maybe I have. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what kind of pansy thing.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't tell me you're a supporter of hers. You got her Twitter account. You got her Instagram.
Oh, I've got her picture on my wall. I am such a fangirl.
What about her?
But all of these great things are happening. Finally, we've got some right-headed people that are in the government who believe, like I do, that life should be free.
Yeah, yep. And tax the rich 70% and have the government provide everything for you because capitalism is evil. We shouldn't have this many millionaires out there. This is awful.
Yeah.
How about you do the same thing that she should do?
Immoral walls and all of these
immoral walls. How about reading your history? How about coming to a discussion prepared?
How about you read your history?
How about you shut up, you commie? You commie?
We're a Native American, evidently bicurious veteran Indian goes up and bangs the drum, and the white kid just smiles at him with such an evil smile.
You love that. You love all of that, you commie.
He's so brave.
Yeah. Who, the Indian?
Yeah.
The American Indian?
Yeah.
Vietnam vet? He wasn't a Vietnam vet.
He's a war hero.
He is not a war hero.
And those African-American gentlemen who were trying to educate the children, I saw that and I thought to myself, I want in. But unfortunately, I was cursed at birth to be born a white male.
Yeah, you're cursed. You're cursed.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.